A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, widespread haze, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight. Temperatures, upper 60s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement went into effect in 2020, and it's widely hailed as an improvement to North American Free Trade Agreement. But Ryan LeGrand, the president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, says USMCA hasn't been without its challenges.
First of all, we're certainly glad to have an agreement in place with our two top trading partners in Canada and Mexico. But yes, it's not without its challenges. Mexico's government has put decrees in place stating that they're going to ban glyphosate, stating that they're going to ban genetically modified corn for human food consumption. And that's a real problem. It's a real problem for us, and it's a real problem for Mexico also.
He says Mexico is making some bad decisions.
When you consider that Mexico imports about 40% of its grain needs, and then you think about them cutting out glyphosate and cutting their own yields by 20 to 30%, that's only going to increase their dependence on imported grains. And to be frank, they cannot find the amount that they need to import in non-GMO. They can't find it. It's not going to come from Brazil or Argentina. That's GMO. It's not going to come from halfway across the world from Ukraine. It just won't be affordable if it is even non-GMO.
LeGrand says that the U.S. and Mexican governments have to work together to get the issues resolved. U.S. Grains Council doing its part to help that resolution through educational efforts.
We certainly have. We've been in touch with Mexican government, with Mexican feed industry and livestock industry in attempts to get some grassroots support down there from the Mexican buyers to tell their government, look, we can't do this. We need to continue to import timely and affordable grains from the United States.
That is Ryan LeGrand from the U.S. Grains Council. And the National Biodiesel Board launching an ad campaign calling on President Biden to maintain his commitment to the renewable fuel standards. The ad's airing on more than 200 radio stations. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
News on Monday. Hoosier Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has announced that he will prosecute any violations of election laws in Douglas County that the district attorney says that they refuse to act upon. KSN News reports the news comes after District Attorney Suzanne Valdez said last week that her office would not prosecute violations of the new voting law that took effect as of July 1st. According to the announcement, she said the laws were too vague and too broad. Critics of the law said that it would criminalize work if Kansans mistake volunteers for election officials. Attorney General Derek Schmidt said that he's urging law enforcement agencies in the county to refer election law cases directly to him. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report an additional 1,703 new COVID-19 cases in the state as of yesterday. KSN News reports that the state also reported an additional 11 deaths and 52 new hospitalizations. So far, the KDHE has reported an additional 11,000 Kansans getting their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, with 4,500 getting their second dose. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says he will prosecute any violations of election laws in Douglas County that the district attorney refuses to act upon. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez said last week that her office would not prosecute violations of the new voting laws that took effect as of July 1st. She said the laws are too vague and too broad. Among the provisions is one that makes it illegal to, quote, give the appearance of being an election official. State-level voter engagement groups contend the provision could criminalize their work if Kansans mistake volunteers for election officials. Schmidt is a Republican seeking his party's nomination for governor. He urged law enforcement agencies in the county to refer election law cases to him. In other news, authorities say the body of a swimmer who went missing over the weekend at Cheney Reservoir has been found. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says in a Facebook post that a fisherman contacted the Cheney State Park as of yesterday morning after finding what he thought might be the body of the man who disappeared on Saturday near M&M Campground. Several Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks boats responded to the area and performed the recovery. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. An 8-foot bulge near the north end of Offutt Air Force Base's single runway will disappear during a $198 million reconstruction project that is the most extensive in its history. The Omaha World Herald reports that for the past 5 months, construction equipment has been swarming over Offutt's 2-mile runway, chewing it to bits and depositing it into giant piles of rubble. Much of that concrete will eventually be recycled, mixed with other fill, and compacted to form a base for the new runway. The runway had deteriorated so badly by 2015 it was ranked as the worst of any of the 17 bases operated by the Air Force's Air Combat Command. A record high number of passengers at the Kearney Regional Airport made July the busiest month in history. KRVN reports 3,214 passengers left on a jet in July. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rustiac Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rustiac Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rustiac Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rustiac Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustiacFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 8/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed recent COVID cases among Area Agency on Aging staff, determining there was no exposure in the Agency on Aging building. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes did report there were 109 COVID tests performed in July, with 34 positive results, 7 of those the new Delta variant. Rhodes feels Marshall County has a very good vaccination rate, and the mask mandate is not warranted at this time. Reportedly, one person died last week in the county due to COVID, another was hospitalized. Rosalie Mybert of Summerfield encouraged the board to look into a 99 truck route in which the 9-mile intersection from the state line south on 99 be redirected a mile east, then 26th Road developed as a blacktop to U.S. 36 to eliminate three 90-degree turns on Highway 99 going into Beatty. Mybert presented the board with accident statistics and other information. A motion was approved for purchase of a new 2021 motor grader priced at $298,000. With trade-in for a net cost of $175,000. Public Works will begin moving dirt to close a cell and open a new cell at a landfill soon. Commissioners approved lease of a 2012 dozer at $11,000 per month, which could be applied to purchase price if the board later decides to go that direction. Marshall County has received a road use agreement draft regarding the Greenbelt Express Transmission Line. County Councilor will be in contact with Invenergy to complete draft recommendations for consideration. After a review of projects, a motion passed to pay the City of Waterville $6,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to assist with renovation of their parks. Waterville Township Board members met to update the Unicorn Road cattle guard situation. Cattle guards were placed without permission from the township or permits from the county. Waterville Township has retained counsel and will keep commissioners updated. Pictures were presented of temporary fencing that was put up to protect the cemetery, but is not keeping cattle out. Township maintains and mows the cemetery. Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the office for further details at 562-2020. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week discussed the federal funding grant and processes for spending decisions. It was suggested to coordinate with North Central Regional Planning Commission. Final decisions will be authority of commissioners. A contract with Greenbelt Transmission Line is being developed with cooperation of the county attorney. $150,000 in grant funding has been approved for distribution to Washington County businesses impacted by COVID. Any business operating prior to March 1st of last year, that is retaining jobs with half or more qualifying as low to moderate income families, is eligible to apply. Payroll, rent, utilities, inventory, and other expenses may qualify for reimbursement if state and federal tax obligations are current. Applications and details are available through Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna at 785-747-8304. And information is on the organization website, wacoeco.org. That's WACOECO.org. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Road and Bridge Supervisor that he spoke with the Department of Transportation again about upcoming projects, including Highway 187 in Nemahal County. The state's willing to fund $30,000 to $40,000 to help with improvements on 120th Road in preparation, since 120th will see an increase in traffic due to road closure on Highway 18. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed the county budget being completed, including budget requests by the Highway Department. Planning and Zoning will meet again August 10th to further consider wind farm regulations. Road and Bridge Committee discussed a bridge on the Nebraska-Kansas state line. An elderly Bern woman, Lulu Korber, died Saturday morning after her side-by-side utility vehicle left the roadway and rolled just south of 2844 L Road in Nemahal County about 8:30 a.m. Lulu B. Korber, age 78 of Bern, was pronounced dead at the scene. Dorothy L. Potts, age 89, formerly of Washington, passed away June the 8th. Funeral service Wednesday, August 4th at 10:30 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Potts. Donna J. Kelly, age 81, of Holmesville, Nebraska, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Christ Community Church in Beatrice. Family will greet friends at the church Tuesday evening from 6 until 8. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home assisting with arrangements for Donna Kelly. Ronald G. Burton, age 78, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8, at the Axe to Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Ron Burton. Delpha J. Nelson, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 28th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Burial at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery. Family will see friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Delpha Nelson. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, and we're seeing winds aloft out of the north, northwest, and that's going to bring more hazy conditions across the central upper parts of the Midwest for this Tuesday. Dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We do have a system that will bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night into Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to see a ridge move back in and back into the 90s starting on Friday. So across the area, hazy, sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures back into the 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. The record low, 50. We were just 2 degrees off that record low at 52 this morning. Sunset this evening, 8:37. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30.
Bicycling doesn't have to be all about speed and performance, all about the movement to put the enjoyment back in cycling today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Homemaking guru Martha Stewart shares a birthday with crooner Tony Bennett. If you enjoy bicycling but don't fit in with the spandex-wearing speed racing crowd, here's some good news. There's another option called slow biking for those who prefer to relax and take in the scenery. Slow biking clubs are popping up all over where like-minded cyclists can enjoy the sport at a slower pace. We've even heard of slow bike races. The winner, of course, is the last to cross the finish line. So check around for a slow bike club near you. And if your bike has fenders, a basket, or a wide seat, all the better. That's how they roll in the slow bike club. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for a Tuesday. Football. Travis Kelce back on the practice field for the Chiefs as of yesterday. The tight end returned to practice after missing some time with tightness in his back and hips. And safety Armani Watts was back on the field after he'd been placed on the pup list. Offensive lineman Mike Remmers remained out for the defending AFC champion's fifth full squad workout. He also was held out of Saturday's practice with back spasms and his absence, making it more difficult for the Chiefs to try combinations of their reworked offensive line during training camp. New father and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes received a surprise from his daughter Sterling Sky to let him know that he'd been admitted to the 99 Club for a third year in a row. Sterling Sky suited up with the help of mom Brittany Matthews and Madden NFL to announce that Mahomes was again part of the 99 Club for the upcoming Madden NFL 22. Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm, and Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Security credit limit, down payment, APR term, and vehicle that was rented for second fees expires 8/31/21.
To the Olympics in Tokyo, Simone Biles returned to the Olympic stage to win a bronze on the balance beam, the only event she participated in after dropping out of several events. CBS's Jamie Yuka spoke with one of Biles' oldest friends.
Rachel Moore is Biles' best friend. They met doing gymnastics when they were just 6 years old. I spoke to her before Biles took to the beam.
She's talked about before how important her friends and family are to her and that she usually has her parents in the stands to look up to. Has she talked to you about that, just missing everybody?
I told her, the minute you get home, I swear I'm going to bring you a pizza. You know, she just misses, you know, our girl time, our family time, everything.
You're telling me Simone Biles is like the rest of us? She just wants pizza when she gets home from Japan?
That's all she wants.
Sure to have watched her friend's last chance to represent the U.S. in this year's games, Moore had one message.
She's not in any of this alone.
That was Jamie Yukis reporting. Gymnasts from China won the gold and silver medals. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly, personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Mulch can beautify your garden, suppress weeds, moderate soil temperature, and conserve moisture. Consider both function and beauty when selecting mulch for your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Organic mulches like wood chips, evergreen needles, and shredded leaves help keep the soil cool and moist in summer, suppress weeds, and improve the soils they break down. Wood mulches are great around trees and shrubs and for pathways. Maintaining a 2 to 3 inch layer is all you need. Research found that wood chips that contained bark, twigs, and leaves were more resistant to compaction. The diversity of particle size and decomposition rates creates a more diverse environment that promotes healthy soil and plant growth. Shredded leaves and evergreen needles are great for perennials, annuals, and vegetables. These products look good, break down quickly to improve the soil, and don't tie up the nitrogen when incorporated into the soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Lots of people come to the Adirondacks of New York State to enjoy the fishing. What may look commonplace, though, has changed much over the years. While the fishing is still great, there's a story behind the fish being caught and how to help those species thrive in the future. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Adirondacks of New York State are a beautiful place, a spot that many come to fish today. The fish in these waters, though, have changed over time.
If you were to look 100 years ago at an original, untouched Adirondack pond, really you would only find about four species of fish in there, which we do have represented here at the Wild Center. That would include the lake trout, the brook trout, white sucker, which is a baitfish species, and brown bullhead.
Walleye, pike, bass, and perch were all added to these waters over the years to provide more sport fishing opportunities. Nicole Morin shares the story from the Wild Center, which helps people understand the animals of the Adirondacks. One challenge for fish species here is how perch interact with trout.
One of the number one issues is the yellow perch. They are a great sport fish. Lots of people like to ice fish for them. They're absolutely delicious, but they eat trout eggs. And our trout populations are facing pressures from that predation on their eggs, but also through climatic changes and the warming of our waters. Our trout need really cold, high oxygen waters.
Warming waters have allowed less oxygen to reach lower levels of the lake to help those trout. Nicole says reduction of acid rain has helped, although you might not see it at first glance.
Healthy lakes now are actually starting to go through this browning phase where you're having all the natural tannins from the plants coming back in, and it's a sign of life returning to the lakes. So believe it or not, if you're here in the Adirondacks, a lake that is a little browner, slightly clouder, is likely going to be healthier than your perfectly clean swimming hole.
Nicole grew up in the area and loves the chance to share the story of the animals and the region with others.
One of our goals is to have people leave here with a more engendered sense of passion for the natural world and a love of what they're seeing out here.
Traveling the Countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
The sweet corn is ripe and ready for picking, but somebody else beat you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are the bandits are raccoons. It's tough to keep them out, but you can try as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
growing sweet corn, you've probably found stalks toppled over and ears ripped open and half eaten. Raccoons are the likely thieves, prepared with their own salt shakers and sticks of butter. Raccoons raid the sweet corn patch because it's an easy source of food. They prefer their corn just like we do, at the peak of sweetness. However, they might also nab it before it's ripe, depending on other available food sources and how hungry they are. Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says they're clever critters, but the best tactic for keeping coons out of your corn is an electric fence.
You need to design it so that it's low enough that the smallest raccoon will get stung, or even a little bit higher in case a raccoon decides it wants to jump or climb, I guess you would say, over that structure. You can do it with just one strand, but I think just to be safe, you might want to have two strands on your electric fence.
Dogs love to chase raccoons, and having one standing guard around the sweet corn patch at night might work. That's when they come in to stuff themselves. You could also try a few other things.
Other scare tactics can include things like having a radio or some kind of human noise out there, or flashing lights. However, those do tend to be less successful. It's just really difficult to keep raccoons out of the corn because it is such an attractant to them.
If you have the space, wave a white flag and plant enough corn for man and beast alike. McPeak says the university has studied this tactic. Researchers found at first there were just a few raccoons visiting the field, but word got out in the critter community, and eventually all their friends were coming in for the feast as well. Find more tips for keeping varmints out of the sweet corn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
In his Have you ever heard of the JAR method for teaching kids good money habits? They have one jar for spending, one for saving, and one for generosity. And they absolutely love watching those jars fill up. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, this method isn't too far off from how we should approach our finances as adults. Of course, the ways we're spending and saving money probably look vastly different from when we were children, but the principle remains the same. Have a plan for spending, saving, and giving back. In most cases, a good financial strategy is a way to make sure you're using money as a tool to live out your faith and values. It includes things like a budget for your day-to-day spending, as well as a plan for saving and the future. In addition to those basics, a holistic financial strategy can also include things like emergency reserves, financial accumulation, and charitable giving. When we go back to the basic principles that many of us learned as children, it can remind you of your purpose and give you greater financial clarity.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
The Senate Judiciary Committee veers into agriculture territory today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act passed the House of Representatives in March, but is still making the rounds in the Senate. The measure would establish a path to citizenship for immigrant farm workers and also modify the H-2A temporary worker program. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently heard testimony on the bill. California Democrat Alex Padilla is on that committee.
Our agricultural industry has relied for decades on the labor of immigrants. Now, these dedicated individuals work back-breaking jobs to give their families a better chance in life and to feed all of our families across the nation. That's why I believe they deserve better wages, better working conditions.
John Cornyn, a Texas Republican, weighed in as well.
I'm concerned that the bill that forms the centerpiece of this hearing, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, does not yet have unified support from the agriculture community. In particular, I've heard from the Texas Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau who've expressed concerns. I don't believe the bill is currently ripe for legislative action, but we should continue our work to make changes that will allow us to build the necessary consensus.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Part of President Biden's American Families Plan includes a proposal for a new transfer tax that farm and ranch families should be wary of. That's according to certified public accountant Paul Niefer. He says the million-dollar exemption on appreciated assets sounds good, but
in the farm arena, your typical farmer that is making a living from farming would easily exceed that million-dollar threshold.
Niefer says it's really pretty simple.
So the transfer tax, what happens is on their Form 1040, right on their personal tax return, they're going to add up all that appreciation, and if whatever exceeds the exemption amount is just going to become capital gain income on that tax return. And if Biden's proposal goes through, that tax rate would be a maximum rate of 43.4%, plus whatever state income tax might be applicable.
Bottom line, Niefer says, the transfer tax is substantially worse than the estate tax.
The farm family worth $3 million would owe $5 million of transfer tax and owe no estate tax. Matter of fact, they would be negative. They would go from being worth $3 million to being $2 million in the hole because of this transfer tax.
Niefer says it's important that every agricultural stakeholder get on the phone with their elected officials and let them know the transfer tax is wrong. In other news, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army announced plans for community engagements to let people know about their efforts to revise the definition of waters of the U.S. The goal of the rewrite is to better ensure clean and safe water for everyone. The EPA and the Army say they are committed to developing a reasonable, effective, and durable definition of WOTUS that protects public health, the environment, and downstream communities while supporting economic opportunity, agriculture, and other industries. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing online at...
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In an attempt to get out from under the cloud of current Roundup-related litigation, Bayer announced today it would stop using glyphosate in lawn and garden formulations in the U.S. starting in 2023. The company also estimated the potential cost of future litigation alleging Roundup exposure has caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma would be $4.5 billion unless Bayer can obtain a favorable ruling from the Supreme Court. Bayer may not need most of that money if the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor on legal issues it continues to press. The Justice Department's inquiry into poultry sector price fixing has resulted in new indictments against Illinois-based Koch Foods and four Pilgrim's Pride executives. According to a DOJ release, the indictments returned allege a conspiracy to suppress and eliminate competition for sales of broiler chicken products. The four new Pilgrim Pride executives, Jason McGuire, former executive vice president for sales and prepared foods, Timothy Stiller, former general manager of Fresh Foods and Small Bird to Bone, Wesley Scott Tucker, a national account sales executive, and Justin Gay, the director of Fresh Food Service Sales. That brings a total now of 14 individuals charged in the case. And more than 110 customers from around South America representing 92 different companies tuned in middle of the month for a virtual wheat crop update. U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry export market development organization, organized the activity, including reports on the hard red winter and soft red winter wheat harvest from Kansas and Oklahoma. In a normal year, the USW organizes in-person tour around the globe called Crop Quality Tours. The Kansas wheat staff regularly participates, but this year the program's translated into a virtual format. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Youth
author the future of our nation's poultry industry. The USDA is teaching them about good biosecurity practices on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
There is a growing number of small poultry flocks across the country, and now is a perfect time for kids just starting out with a flock to learn about protecting the health of their birds through good biosecurity. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is spreading the word by launching a program called Youth Flock Defender. Its purpose is to educate young poultry owners on how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases such as avian influenza and help them develop and implement their own biosecurity plans. Dr. Julie Gauthier works in the department's veterinary services as the Assistant Director for Poultry Health. She says they're providing materials for the kids and their leaders and teachers.
Teams of young people will be the videos and newsletters. We've got checklists that could be posted near the coop, so it's always handy to refer to. We've got our annual calendar that's really popular, and people can submit pictures of themselves and their birds and their flock, showing us their biosecurity practices or just showing off their birds.
She says the outreach effort is for all ages, but right now their materials are targeting middle school and high school kids.
Items that could be used, like our animated graphics, that could be posted to social media and shared. So right now the materials are really designed for the older audience, but pretty soon we expect to have materials that would be for a younger audience, and that would include coloring pages and word searches and other materials that younger kids would enjoy.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Youth Flock Defender program at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, looking at some negativity with our grain. Just can't seem to get anything going there. Kansas City wheat keeps trying and is currently trying again. September KC wheat up a half a cent, 704. December is up a half at 715 and a quarter. They've rallied in the past but haven't been able to hold on to it. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat are solidly in negative territory. September corn down 8 3/4 at 550. December down 7 3/4 at 551 and a half. Soybeans are taking a pounding today. September soybeans down 33 and a half at 1322 and 3/4. November beans down 35 at 1318 and a half. Soybean meal is way off. September down 880 at 347.60. October down $9.30 at 346.60. Not a happy day there. September soybean oil is 135 points lower at 62.36. October down 121 at 61.76. So not much positive in the soybean complex. Corn is struggling a bit. Kansas City wheat, for the time at least, is on a bit of a rally. Canola is mixed. November canola up 130 at 843.50. January down 170 at 834.20. And cotton has come up. October cotton up 8 points at 90.15. December up 31 points at 89.94. In the livestock complex, things look much better there. October live cattle
up 60 at 127.87. December up 22 at 137.25. We are seeing some weakness in some of the back months. Feeder cattle seem to be doing well. September feeders up 42, 162.40. October up 32, 164.80. And hogs have been strong all day. October hogs up 125 at 90.75, while December hogs up 72 at 83.60. So things in the livestock complex look good. Corn and soybeans are struggling. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to County Fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo I'll be. Took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for it when they pull that gun, and I hope that judge ain't lying. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.